This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The disbelievers are in panic mode. People are very stressed out. Maybe even excessive sinners are very, very bad situation for them. May Allah forgive us, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Now with all this chaos, flat land, people are resurrected. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us, naked, barefoot, uncircumcised, very bad situation, people sweating, horrible. They want the judgment to begin. Like this distress that we're in, how long will it last for? So the people kept talking and wondering, what can we do? Let's proceed. We want someone to help us out. So a group of people said, I think I have an idea. Let's all of us, let's collect a large group of people or so and go to which prophet? Prophet Adam alayhi salam. Let's go to Prophet Adam. Allah created him with his own hands. Let's go talk to him. Maybe he can intercede for us until Allah, let's start the judgment. It is so bad because one of the names of the day of judgment in Arabic is the day of Yawmul Qiyamah. Excellent for that choice because there's a lot of names. Yawmul Tanad, Yawmul Talaq, Al-Qari'ah, right? Al-Haqqa. But the one that you mentioned is Al-Qiyamah, which is standing, Qiyam. Why? One of the reasons it's called Qiyam, because we will be standing for a long time. May Allah make it easy for us. So they're standing for a long time. Who can help us out? Let's go to Adam. So they look for Adam, chaos, panic. Adam is here, Adam is here. They go to Adam. They praise him. They say, Anta Abu al-Bashar. Oh Adam, we finally found you. You're the father of all humanity. Allah created you with his own hands. Allah blew the soul into you. Allah told the angels to prostrate to you. Please intercede for us with your Lord. Do you not see what we're going through? Do you not see what state we have reached? Help us, Ya Adam. What does Adam say? Adam says something that is very profound and quite frightening, to be honest. Adam alayhi salam tells him, Inna Rabbi, my Lord, is so angry today. Allah is so frustrated today. He was never in his existence as angry as today. And he will never be as angry as today. Allahu Akbar. So then he says, Allah told me, Adam, do not eat from the tree. And I ate from the tree. So nafsi, 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 I'm preoccupied with my own problems. Idhabu ila ghayri, go to someone else. Go to Nuh. Go to Prophet Nuh. So they all let go of Prophet Adam. They rush, where's Nuh? Looking for Nuh. They found Nuh. Nuh, finally we found you. You were the first messenger Allah has sent. His people, some were disbelievers. Nuh gave da'wah to them. Allah, Nuh, Allah called you. You are a very grateful slave. May Allah make us be called that too. Grateful servants of Allah. Ya Nuh, intercede for our Lord. Intercede, help us out. Do you not see what we're going through? Nuh says the same exact thing as Adam. Today, Allah is so angry. Allah was never as angry as today. He's so frustrated and he will never be as angry as today. I had one ultimate wish, and every prophet in another narration has an ultimate wish, and I already used mine. And I used mine against my people when they were all arrogant and they were all rejecting the message. I prayed on Allah to end these people after Allah told me they will never be guided. I used that card. I used my ultimate wish. Nafsi, nafsi, I'm preoccupied with my own self. Go to someone else. Go to Prophet Ibrahim. They search for Ibrahim alayhi salam, searching, searching. Eventually, alhamdulillah, they find him. Ibrahim, you are the prophet of Allah. And out of all prophets, Allah mentioned, you are Khalil. You are Allah's closest friend and ally. You are the goat after basically Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. You're the greatest of all time after Prophet Muhammad. Do you not see what we're in? Will you not help us out? Don't you see the distress and the chaos? Talk to Allah. Let things happen. Ibrahim says, today Allah is so angry. Allah was never as angry. And Allah will never be as angry. And I said three statements that were not very true. One of them was when I destroyed the idols. They asked who destroyed the idols. And I said, it was the big idol that destroyed it. It's a halal lie in that situation he was in. And one time they asked, come with us for an event. And it was a very haram event. He didn't want to say, I don't go to haram events. He told them, I am sick. They thought he's sick, as in physically sick, but he was sick of their actions. So he didn't feel that was very, very accurate. Though it's halal, look at the standard. He did not feel qualified to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many do we have? May Allah forgive us. And all three are halal. Then he says, go to someone else. I can't do this. Go to someone else. Who do we go to? Then they go to Prophet Musa alayhi salam. They rush. They want to get it started. This is taking very long. They're getting very excited, exhausted. Musa, you are the messenger of Allah. Musa, Allah prepared you with the message. Musa, you have a customized book that was sent to you. What book was it? A Torah. And out of all humans, you spoke to Allah one-on-one on earth. وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا. You spoke to Allah, so you have a high status. Please, enough of this introduction. Do you not see what we're going through? Do you not see the distress? Talk to Allah. And he says the same thing about Allah's anger. Then he says, as for me, one time in an event, I accidentally, unintentionally, did something, hit someone by accident, pushed him, and he died. I was doing this unintentionally. He died because of my push. I'm preoccupied with myself. I cannot help you today. Go to someone else. Go to Prophet Isa alayhi salam. They go, when they start running around, where is he at? Where is Prophet Jesus? Where is Isa? They finally find him. Oh, Isa, you are Allah's messenger. You are a miracle. Your existence is unparalleled. You're someone who Allah created you only from a mother, and there's no father. Allah blew the soul into you. You spoke to kids when you were a baby. So they're hoping now that he's an adult, he can definitely speak to Allah. Do something. Isfa' lana. Isa ibn Maryam, interestingly, in this case, he only says Allah is angry today. But he does not mention something wrong or somewhat inaccurate in his opinion. But he said, I'm preoccupied with my own self. Go to someone else. Go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Idhabu ila Muhammad. Then they go to the Habib. They go to the beloved. They go to the one whom we should love more than anyone in the world, including our own selves. They go to the one whom Allah loves more than any human Allah created. They go to the one whom Jannah will not be open to anyone but him. They will go to the one who was an orphan, the one who lost 6 of 7 of his kids in his lifetime, to the one who was sent to all, not mankind, but to all creation, including the jinn. Allahu Akbar. They go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A group, they go, they said, Ya Rasulullah, you are the final prophet Allah has sent. And Allah promised to forgive your past and forgive your future. You pretty much have a perfect record. Do you not see what we're going through? Will you not help us out? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says 2 words. Ana laha, I will take care of it. I will go for it. I am up for it. Allahu Akbar. Millions, billions of people. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I will go for it. فَأَنْطَلِقْ Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After this one, he's going to bring relief to all of us, inshallah, by the will of Allah jalla jalalu. He says, فَأَنْطَلِقْ So I rush and I go. We don't know Allah where he's at exactly. The throne, Allah knows best. Allah did not come just yet. And Allah ta'ala a'lam. So he says, I go, I approach Allah, Jalla Jalla, Allah's throne. Then I fall on the ground in prostration. And I praise Allah, and I praise Allah. Ready for this explanation? Amazing. Ready? He says, I praise Allah with such praises. Allah was never praised like that before. So much so that today I cannot even say it. But, ready, Ya Allah. Allah will help me say it. So sometimes you may prepare the longest speech, prepare the biggest of presentations. You have every word, but you want Allah to help you, aid you in certain words off record or off the notes. Something you never practiced or rehearsed before. Allahu Akbar. And sometimes I'm sure, inshallah, all of you or most of you experienced that before. Yes or no? Subhajib, Allah helps us out. May Allah continue to help us, Ya Rabbal Alameen. So he says, I praise Allah, I praise Allah, you're the best. Allahu Akbar, what he praises Allah with. Then an announcement is made. Ya Muhammad, irfa' ra'asak, get up. Khalas. Irfa' ra'asak. Sal tu'ta, ask whatever you want, Ya Muhammad, and you'll be given. Allahu Akbar. Whatever you want. Wasfa' tushaffa'. Help whoever you want from this gathering. Help anyone that you want from this world, and your help will be accepted and approved. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gets up from the sujood, and the first thing that he says, Ya Rab Ummati. If I want a special help, my Ummah, Ya Allah. My Ummah, Ya Allah, you and I, Allahu Akbar. How was he able to do that? How was he able to be able to intercede? Remember the ultimate wish, or you forgot about it? Every prophet very much used the ultimate wish. But the prophet told us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before he died, he told us, I did not use mine, I want to keep it. When? For what? For that day. So he can encompass you and I, inshallah, on that day. That we have to appreciate this. We have to appreciate that he had that magic card, the magic ultimate greatness type of dua to ask Allah for anything. He could have asked Allah, I don't want any of my kids to die before me. Yes or no? He could have said, oh Allah, don't ever get me injured in the battlefield. And he saw death. But he saved that dua so you and I can be encompassed by it. Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then this wonderful man, Muhammad alayhi salatu wa sallam, this is the maqam al-mahmood. What does that mean? This is the station of praise. You didn't help me much, help me more. Allah says in the Quran, وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ. At night time, offer additional prayers besides the five. نَافِلَةً لَكْ. As a bonus, as a sunnah to do. Why? عَسَى. Perhaps, which is inshallah, it will happen. أَنْ يَبْعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ. Because one day, perhaps, you will be resurrected and you will be in a position, Ya Muhammad, that every living being will praise you, even the kafir. Because of him, even the disbelievers enjoy that mercy of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do you want the Prophet to intercede for you? Do you want a specified, customized hookup? Ready, inshallah? There's a way to get it. Who can raise their hand and tell me? The Prophet is going to help everyone. Then he's going to help the ummah. Then he can do an additional layer of help. You. You, come. How? I want to be that VIP. How, Saeed? He says you will get the intercession, the VIP intercession, if you say the thing after the adhan. What's the thing? You are right. There's something you say after you hear the adhan. If you say it, inshallah, after the adhan, you will have that intercession. Go ahead. So we'll do a break it up parts. So you tell me the first part. Allahumma rabba hadhihi da'wat al-tamma. Go ahead, you tell me. والصلاة القائمة آت محمد الوسيلة والفضيلة وابعثه مقام المحمود الذي وعدته. Okay, that last part is true, but it's not part of the dua. What's the last part? إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. You do not go against your promises, which is 100%, right? Allah لا يخلف الميعاد. So this is a dua, if you can say it after the adhan. It's worth, after the break or after the session, ask your neighbor, what was that dua? And you can help him out, inshallah. May Allah bless you and grant you all the shafa'ah. Say ameen. You guys ready? Ready, inshallah. You're ready. Inshallah. Say inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after this shafa'ah, what happens? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the best of examples, He allows the sky to split open. And when it splits open, تَشَقَّقُ السَّمَاءُ بِالْغَمَامِ. Clouds formulate around that split in the sky. Forgive me for the relatability, but just to bring the meaning closer, you know when the team comes to the field and there's an introductory smoke and the players go through that smoke and that tunnel? So this is a lot better of example, the sky splits open, clouds burst out. What happens? وَنُزِّلَ الْمَلَائِكَةُ تَنْزِيلًا. The angels start to descend. And they circulate around that opening. أُولِي أَجْنِحَةٍ. Some angels have two wings. Some angels have three wings. Some angels have four wings. The angels are coming. Allahu Akbar. وَالْمَلَكُ عَلَىٰ أَرْجَائِهَا. More angels, more angels, more angels. Then which angel comes? جبريل يوم يقوم الروح وس الروح the prophet or angel جبريل عليه السلام والملائكة صفة they come in a very organized way people are shocked never seen anything like that so powerful of an event no one is saying anything of the angels then who comes eight angels that were never seen before angels that are so massive the prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he says between the earlobe and the shoulder of the angel how big of a distance is it like 2 feet 3 feet how big the prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says if someone for how big they are if you want to walk from here to here it will take you 700 years eight angels of that size are coming down as they're coming down they're carrying something ويحمل عرش ربك فوقهم يومئذ ثمانيه angels carrying the throne of Allah jalla jalalo in a way that befits his majesty Allah says ياتيهم الله then Allah comes in a way that befits his majesty في ظلل من الغمام throughout these clouds and throughout the sky Allah descends before Allah is completely apparent to the people what do they see Allah's shin يوم يكشف ايش يوم يكشف no there's a hadith يكشف ربنا عن ساقه and the verse ويدعون الى السجود Allah reveals his shin everybody is called prostrate to the Lord you know when you go to court all rise There, not all rise. They're all prostrate. So when Allah descends and Allah reveals His shin, يدعون إلى السجود. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, every believing man, every believing woman will go down in prostration. As for those that prayed to show off, as for those that never prayed, they want to prostrate. They're desperate to go down, but Allah locks their back that they cannot bend it. So they want to prostrate, so they fall on their faces completely. May Allah protect us. So Allah says, they used to be called to pray, and they rejected. وَقَدْ كَانُوا يُدْعَوْنَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ وَهُمْ سَالِمُونَ You were salim. You were in health. You were in a good shape. You could have bent your back. You lifted weight. But now you cannot even do one prostration. So do it today because there's a time that you will never be able to do it. May Allah forgive us. So then those who fall on their faces, are they nervous or not? They're embarrassed, they're nervous, especially the hypocrites. So then, عُرُدُ عَلَى رَبِّكَ صَفَّى Allah puts them all in a line. Then Allah says, ready? لَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَ Allah says, you're back to us. كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةً You're back to us just like the day you were all alone. Just like the day you were born. Naked, barefoot, no one around, no money, no network, no friends to help you and aid you. Welcome, لَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَ بَلْ زَعَمْتُمْ And you wicked people claimed, there's no one-on-one appointment with me. But the time has come. لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ Allah talks to all these billions. Who's the king today? All the tyrants are standing. All the oppressive presidents and kings and rulers and oppressive maybe sometimes parents and children and colleagues and bosses, all the oppressive people. Who is in control today? Who is the king today? No one is talking. Who dares to open up? Then Allah says it, لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ It is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one, the supreme. Then Allah tells them, this is the agenda for today. الْيَوْمَ تُجْزَى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ بِمَا كَسَبَ Today, everyone will be judged. You will hear this, perhaps. I may hear this, perhaps. Everyone will be judged based on what they did. لا ظلم اليوم. No one will be oppressed today. I don't think it will take a long time for your turn to come up next. You see all these billions? It's going to take a while? No. إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ I'm very fast at what I do. And while they're in that situation, what comes? Something loud, something roaring, something terrifying. Jahannam comes. وَجِيءَ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِجَهَنَّمْ Hellfire is coming. تَرْمِي بِشَرَرٍ كَالْقَصْرِ It has sparks. The spark of the fire, the spark is as big as a castle. The spark, how is the fire? إِذَا رَأَتْهُ مِنْ مَكَانٍ بَعِيدٍ As hell is coming to go and burn all these tyrants, all these terrorists, all these genocide people. They try to burn all these people. They hear the roaring. They hear the fuming. Hell is angry. إِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ كَانَتْ مِرْصَادَ It's coming to grasp people. But who's holding it? 70,000 chains. Who's holding the chains? Every chain, 70,000 angels are holding it. 4.9 billion angels are trying to control hellfire, not to burn people. Why? Hell is angry for Allah. Hell is angry at those who mocked Allah. Hell is frustrated at those who said, who cares about religion? Don't tell me what to do. I'm not here to be told what's right and what's wrong. Let my mind decide, not someone that I cannot even see. What do you mean prostrate? What do you mean kiss a black stone? What do you mean spend a few thousand for hajj? What do you mean this and that? Why fast? Why this? Where's the hijab in the Quran? Doesn't make sense to me. When it makes sense, I will do it. Tabtal! Let me tell you what makes sense now. May Allah forgive us. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Then when they see this, what happens to the disbelievers? يَتَذَكَّرَ الْإِنسَانِ They have a moment of thinking. They're thinking, وَأَنَّ لَهُ الذِّكْرَ Now they regret. They look at the hellfire, Wallah, I was right. Oh my God, this thing exists. So Allah says, وَأَنَّ لَهُ الذِّكْرَ Allah says, what regret will help you today? I said it a few years ago, we'll say it again. Everyone in this room will regret. Wallahi, every living soul in this room, no matter who you are, you will regret. But the question is, will you regret before the deadline or after the deadline? If you regret before the deadline, rejoice. That's a great feeling. It pushes you to become a better person. Regretting after the deadline brings nothing but more pain. May Allah protect us. So go to Allah with repentance and regret. What does the person say? Ya laytani qaddamtu li hayati. I wish I worked harder for my life. No, what did he say? I wish I worked harder for my life. What's this series called? The afterlife. But he said life. Because he realized this is the real life. We are living in the, I want to say matrix. We're living in this whole adornment, the whole beauty and the glitter of this world, the fakeness. You buy the newest phone, within no time becomes old. You look at yourself, you're fresh and strong. Few years, you got a lower back pain. You think you have a very nice house, you purchased it, beautiful, may Allah bless you. Then 10 years down the road, change the roof and the furnace. Nothing in this world lasts. It's one of the biggest lies. May Allah protect us. Ya Rabbal Alameen. So the enemy of Allah, the hater of Allah, the disbeliever says, I wish I prepared something for my life. But where are the believers? Are they as scared? Are they as sweating? La. Allah says in the Quran, أُولَٰئِكَ عَنْهَا مُبْعَدُونَ Believers, you're far, far. You're very far. You don't hear the roaring. You don't see the flames in a way that terrifies you. Allah says, لَا يَسْمَعُونَ Allah says, the believers, may Allah make us of them. Say ameen. You will not hear, I will not translate it, and you will understand it, inshallah. You will not hear حَسِيسَهَا What does it mean? You tell me. Not even the hissing, nothing. Like it's complete mute, like I can hear a little bit, nothing. You won't even hear the hissing of it. Imagine the roaring, Alhamdulillah, Allah protected us. And right before anything happens, right before any judgment takes place, Allah honors the Ummah of Muhammad. You remember the Prophet says, Ummati, Ummati, I want a special support, I want a special hookup, Allah gives it to him. You know what's that special hookup? Who knows? Gift, Ummat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah tells Muhammad, Ya Muhammad, huh? What's that customized VIP hookup? Try. Close, Shafa'a. Huh, try. Close, mashallah, right? Really close about the water and the hawd. Oh, Muhammad, there will be 70,000 people from your nation that I will grant them access to paradise and skip everything. Allahu Akbar. Skip as in what? No punishment, no questioning. It's waived. How does that feel? Ever got pulled over by a cop? And you were like 40, 50 over? Like, I'm going to not just get points. I'm going to have my car towed and lose my license. And then the cop says, you know what? I'll give you a pass today. Right? How does that feel? This is for a ticket in dunya. How about akhir, a ticket to hell? Now it's gone. Alhamdulillah, 70,000. Who are these 70? You agree we have to spend a little bit of time to know who are they, right? Because you want to be of the 70,000. Yalla, bismillah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked Allah for one thing. Can I have more? Can I increase the number? So Allah says what? Yes. For everyone, another 70,000. What's the math? 70,000 times 70,000. The amount of spots available to go to Jannah without question, without judgment, without punishment is 4.9 billion spots. Allahu Akbar. So are we ready, inshallah? Don't take it for granted that it's available. No, you will not get an upgrade because the seat is empty. Not because there's no one in first class, you will get it. You got to earn it. Okay? What's the four categories of these wonderful people? Number one, they do not believe in bad omens. There's four. Easy one. I think one, two, and three is easy, inshallah. The hard work is number four. Don't believe in bad omens. Anyone can give me an example? Bad omens? Go ahead, Munir. The 13th. Someone has a wedding. Example, this banquet hall. It happens to be on Friday the 13th, which is in American culture. It's bad luck, whatever, nahs. Huh? So then he tells, or she tells her future husband, I can't do the 13th. Why? It's a good deal. Yeah, you know why it's a good deal? Because it's an unlucky day. But yeah, we shouldn't do it. We should not start our marriage on the 13th. That's a bad omen. These people that go to Jannah, no question, no punishment, they don't believe in that nonsense. They book 13th if it was a good, suitable date. Fantastic. Okay, what's group number two? Is this clear? Any questions about this one? I want all of us, inshallah. May Allah make you an eye of them. Say ameen. Any questions about this? This is your opportunity. Okay, alhamdulillah. So that's all is easy. Easy, inshallah. All right, group number two. لا يسترقون. It requires a little bit of explanation. They are people who do not ask others to read Quran over them as means of cure. Ruqya. I'll explain more. I will, inshallah. Someone has a headache. It is sunnah, just like how you take Tylenol or ibuprofen or whatever the case is. It is sunnah to put your hand over the pain and read Fatiha. This is medication. 100 authentic narration. Tayyib, and what does this have to do with that? You can, it's not haram, ask someone to read Quran over you. Can you please read Quran over me? Just like a physician. You go to an imam, someone you think they're righteous. Read Quran over me. I think there's something wrong. Maybe I have an evil eye. So the man comes or the woman, طبعاً, respecting the genders, you do the ruqya, there's nothing wrong with that. That group, they don't ask others to do it. Fair enough? They do it to their own selves. And there's something interesting. You will connect one, two, and three with four very soon, inshallah. طب, I never knew this, brother. May Allah allow you and I to start a new page and be included in that category. Sounds good? Clear. Any questions about group two? Oh, a lot on this one. Okay. So I took one. Okay, I'll take yours. What is it? Okay. Okay, if you ask someone, you ask your grandfather. Ah, mashallah, mashallah, mashallah. Very smart. Okay, so what if there is a person who tells, let's say, their father, one sec, to read Quran over the grandchild? That's fine. Mashallah, very good question. If someone offers, you can accept it. If someone offers, you can accept it, and there's no harm in that, because you never asked for it, right? But be careful, like, oh, I have a very bad headache. Right? I took this session on Friday, like, wallahi, if there's someone that knows Quran, bas khalas amana yani. Then the guy says, ta'al, ta'al. Right? May Allah grant us the best. Excellent, mashallah. All right. Group number three, I will just use Google because I don't even know what it means really well. Okay? I told you, first three, it's easy, inshallah. They do not have categorization performed on them. Wala yaktawun. What's yaktawun? I tried to see what it means. Part of it, one of the meanings, is like burning the skin or flesh of a wound. Someone who has a wound, there's like a steel rod or something, they put it over the wound to heal it. So these people do not use that heat type of treatment, typically to stop bleeding or prevent the wound from becoming infected. Now this needs physician to go further in it, and we respect that discipline, because one of the things of religion is that you stay within your lane, right? Now, the thing that comes to my mind, does laser hair removal part of this? Right? Oh, like, brother, how do you know this stuff? Forget. Anyhow, right? Okay. So they do not have cauterization performed on them. Inshallah, it's not part of the group. Wallahu a'lam. Okay, so one is easy, inshallah, right? Ah, bismillah. With every surgery, there's cauterization. So now you go for shahada mode. La. May Allah, by the way, may Allah cure all those who are sick among us and those who may not be among us. May Allah have shifa on them. Ya Rabbil Alameen, a speedy recovery for all those who are sick. I mean, very good question. We'll need a physician who's well-versed with the religion to give us that super response, inshallah. Wallahu a'lam. Ba'ahsan. You know what? How about this? March 8th is our next and finale, sah, inshallah. You're a physician, inshallah, sah? Now, inshallah, you are, right? May Allah bless you. How about next month, you do your research with the shuyukh in Windsor? Mashallah, he came from Canada. Allahumma barik. He thought, I came from Dearborn. Relax. Canada. Actually, we have further in Canada. We have Shelby Township. We have a muhajir, an immigrant, somewhere here, mashallah. Shelby Township, mashallah, an hour drive. Jazakumullah khair. Anyone more than an hour?
London, Ontario.
London, Ontario. Allahu Akbar. Mashallah, tabarakallah. May Allah bless you. Jazakumullah khair. Anyone further than London, Ontario? It's about 2.5 hours or so. Further than London? Dearborn Heights? Dearborn Heights. That's how it feels, huh? Yeah, Dearborn Heights, when there's on Ford Avenue, you came from London, UK. Ontario. Fantastic. 1, 2, and 3. Bismillah. Group 4, the real work. Group 4 is a mission, lifelong mission. Group number 4, وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. They're the ones who trust Allah. May Allah make us of them. There's a lot that can be said. There's hours and many sessions that can be spoken about tawakkul. But in simple terms, yalla, bismillah, ready? Some math. What's tawakkul? What's placing my trust in Allah? It has to do with the body. There's many ways of defining it. One has to do with the body. Then it has to do with the heart. Further detail. As for the body, there's something you want to accomplish. Let's say getting a job, as an example. The body, what does it do? The brain, what does it do? I study. I network. I customize my resume. I ask the right questions. I upload my resume on the appropriate websites. I go look around the best of departments. I ask everything that is necessary to land me that job. What does the heart tell you? The honest truth. The heart does not play games. The heart tells you everything you're doing is meaningless. Only Allah gives the job. So your heart knows it's not because of Ahmed or Aisha or Khadija or Yusuf I'm getting the job. They are just the means. Allah gives me the job. Now, you don't say that to Yusuf. All right? Yusuf, it's not you who gives me the job. Allah does. Stop, okay? No. Right? You know your heart, it's not no one. It's Allah who gives me that paycheck. It's Allah who provides. You're just the means. Fair enough? So the heart is attached to Allah. If you do this equation, the body, effort and work, plus the heart trusting Allah, the equal what? Success. Achievement. Fair enough? Does this make sense to all of us, inshallah? And when it comes to the body, you have to check every box. May Allah grant us the best, Ya Rabbil Alameen. And Allah, what's amazing about Allah is that He offers you the deal to take care of you. Usually we run after people. I remember one time in Hajj, I was in Windsor, and there's a brother going for Hajj. So he was looking for someone to give the key to his house to pick up the mail. And it was winter, so that was many, many years ago. He wants someone to take care of the house while he's traveling. I remember that brother looking for someone, he couldn't. Then he came to a few people. He says, can you take care of my house? So I said, you know, akhi, wallah, it's a big amana. I cannot. He's like, please, take the house. He's going after me. I said, akhi, no. Was someone else? No, he's having few people. Then he found one guy, said, I'll take care of it. True story. The guy came back from Hajj, his entire house flooded, subhanAllah. May Allah relieve him. Say ameen. And may Allah forgive the one who was not really fulfilling that trust. Or perhaps something else has happened. Allah knows best. What's amazing about Allah, you and I are the ones with the key. Allah is the best of examples. He's the one saying, who wants to trust me? You see the difference? So you don't have to go search. The offer is there. It's available. There's no expiry date to that offer. It's always there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقِ وَرَبُّ الْمَغْرِبِ. I'm the Lord of the East. Where's your problem? In the East? In the West? What land in the world? I'm the Lord of every location on earth. فَاتَّخِذْهُ وَكِيلًا. Trust me. I got you. Allah says, lovely. اللَّهُ خَالِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Allah created everything. So logically, you can trust Him with everything. I have my beloved friend who's a physician. He can help me with one aspect. If my engine is broke, can I go to Dr. Ahmed? I love him, but he cannot fix my car. There's a mechanic. May Allah bless him. He fixes my engine. He cannot fix my foot. If everyone has a specialty, Allah says, I did everything, so I know everything, so He can trust me with anything. Allahu Akbar. Say, tawakkaltu ala Allah. So with this part, though I love tawakkul so much, may Allah grant it to you and I, Ya Rabb al-Alameen, one dua to hold tight to, inshallah, so we can go to the next session, next part. What's a dua? Ready for the dua? The dua when we exit the house. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whoever exits the house. Now maybe a brother can tell us a dua. The sister took the shafa'a dua. Maybe we have a brother that can tell us a dua. Go ahead. He said, Bismillah, in the name of Allah. Tawakkaltu ala Allah. I place my trust in Allah. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Nice and simple. There's no change or power except by the will of Allah. What happens if we say that? And that's my suggestion and advice for all of us here. When we learn a dua, search. Remember this nasiha. Search this hadith that says a dua. Is it longer? What sense? Does the Prophet share with you what happens? Because many times we know du'as, the Prophet told us the outcome, but we don't have it memorized, yes or no? We don't know, like the Prophet told us say every morning. What happens? I don't know, but he told us, which is nice, don't get me wrong. But if he told you the outcome of that du'a, why not know it? Because it will encourage you, agreed? So he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever leaves the house and says, Bismillah, in the name of Allah, I trust or I place my trust in Allah. La hawla, no change. Wala quwwa, no power except by the will of Allah. Everyone here has a qareen, a devil that is assigned to you. May Allah protect us. Okay? The only devil that was not able to harm or influence the human being he was assigned to was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Allah saved me fa aslam. Either it means that Allah saved me from His whispers, or the devil became Muslim. Allahu A'lam. Now, I'm not going to lie. I tried to make da'wah for him, to be honest, for my qareen. When I was younger, though. True story, wallah. One time, I was sitting in the living room. I was in Windsor, and I'm like, listen, I learned about you, okay? I know you're here. I never knew you're here. Okay, and I give da'wah, and I'm like, Bismillah, trust me, you see what the dunya, you see the akhirah, you know much, you know more than me, right? Say shahada, ashadu, right? It doesn't work, okay? It doesn't work. You're just going to probably go somewhere. They'll take you somewhere. May Allah protect us. Now, when you say this dua, what happens? Three things will be said to you. Yes, but who is really hurt by it? That qareen. It will be said to you in a sense that, hudita, you will be guided. Khalas, your whole trip, Allah will guide you. Decisions that you have to make, trips that you have to go. You're confused. I go to Papaya first or Abu Hussein, whatever the case is. All right? Forgive us for the marketing. All right? So then you do all that. Allah yahdik, hudita. Wa kufita, Allah will suffice you. You're concerned about something. You're going to a place. Allah will suffice you. Allah will take care of you. Number three, wa wuqit, you'll be protected. No ayn, inshallah. No hasad. No magic. You can walk and drive with your Bentley, inshallah, after this dua. Anything goes wrong is because of your driving or someone else's driving. Okay, no ayn and stuff. Wallahu ta'ala alam. This dua, wuqita. Now, the hadith continues. So we don't know just the outcome. There's extra stuff that are very valuable. Not extra, it's important. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when you say the dua, three things are said to you about your devil. So then that devil, what does he do? He retires that day. يَتَنَحَ الشَّيْطَانِ. He's like, whatever. Because that man is protected, or that woman. The hadith continues. Other devils make fun of that devil. Look who you were assigned. How can you hurt? How can you whisper? How can you irritate someone who is guided, who is sufficed, and who is protected? Devils, ya akhi, making fun of each other. SubhanAllah, may Allah protect us. So this is the reward of placing your trust in Allah Jalla Jalalu. Now, They passed. Did we pass or we're still in the Yawm al-Qiyamah? Inshallah we pass. Say ameen. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts the judgment. Who does the judgment start with? Allah knows exactly, but one of them we know for sure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge between the animals. What? Yes, Allah resurrects the animals. So all that land of gathering, you said billions of people, there are also animals? Yes, there are animals. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Allah will seek justice for the goat or the sheep that did not have horns, who was struck by a sheep with horn. That sheep with a horn bullied the small one. That sheep had no right in doing that. There's no reason to do that. So it's complete oppression from this one to that one. So what will Allah do? Allah will allow the small one to get its justice on the day of judgment from the one with horns. Allahu Akbar. I want you to imagine the ones who are oppressors in dunya as they see this. If that was between animals, what will happen to me? May Allah protect us. Say ameen. And the moment Allah judges between the animals, what does Allah tell the animals? Kuni turaba. O sheep, become dust. O goat, become dust. Become dust. When the disbeliever sees that, hears that, how they turn to dust, what does the kafir say? Ya laytani kuntu turaba. I wish I was dust. What are they wishing to be? They were an animal. I wish I was not even a human being, because they know if this was the case with them, then what will happen to me? What will happen to others? May Allah protect us, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, not a single person except that Allah will speak to one-on-one. That's what the Prophet told us. No translator. Allah will know your language. You will understand the words of Allah Jalla Jalalu. Are you ready for that one-on-one, inshallah? Everyone will stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, the names are being called. So-and-so, halumma ila rabbik. You're up. It's your turn. Come. وَجَاءَتْ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَعَهَا سَائِقٌ وَشَهِيدٌ. Every person that comes, think of a courtroom, not saying you're guilty, but someone is walking you in. You know when someone is like chained and an officer walks them in? That's how Yawm al-Qiyamah is. That's the one-on-one meeting with Allah is. A person will come holding the individual and an angel who is a witness. Every person on their way to Allah, what do they take with them? كُلُّ أُمَّةٍ تُدْعَى إِلَىٰ كِتَابِهَا. On your way, take your book of records. So on their way, they pick up that document that says everything that they have done, said, felt, loved, hate, everything they saw is all documented. So then when that person grabs their book, especially if they messed up, you don't want to open that book. You're nervous. An exam that you and I may fail, we hide that paper. An exam of a math class or ELA or whatever it may be. What about a book of sins or haram or major things? May Allah protect us, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Because that one-on-one is being published to the world. Everyone is hearing the gathering. Everyone can hear the conversation. So some of the stuff in the book is not directly to Allah. Maybe you stole something. You will have to read it off and read it out loud. Something wrong that you've done that no one in the house knew or no one in the city knew, and it was you who did it. Does not want to open the book. What does Allah tell them? اقرأ كتابك. اقرأ كتابك. Read your book. اقرأ كتابك. إنا كنا نستنسخ ما كنتم تعملون. We copy-pasted. We have everything that you said and you've done into that book. You thought you deleted your history search? It's all written here forever and permanent. You think you went incognito mode and no one can catch you? You think you can outsmart God? You might have outsmarted your parents, but not me. I saw you, recorded, documented. اقرأ كتابك. Read it, because you had no shame when I was with you and I saw what you were doing. You didn't care about me. You cared about everyone else. You cared when your little sibling walked into the room, but you didn't care that I watched you all day and all night long.
اقرأ كتابك. كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. You alone are sufficient. Don't say, I want a lawyer. Everything is clear. Any of that is an exaggeration? Read. No. Anything is said that you never did? No. هذا كتابنا ينطق عليكم بالحق. This book, everything in it is the truth. ووضع الكتاب. The guy opens the book. What happens? يا ويلتنا. Oh my God. يا وي. Oh, ما لهذا الكتاب؟ What kind of book is this? لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة. Nothing small I did except it. See, even the look, even the glance. Even something I did 15, 20 years ago that I never even remember till now. And even the major sins. إلا أحصاها. What a horrible state. What a horrible situation. And there's so many types of people. Allah will not show mercy to me. Allah not make us of them. Say ameen. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks the first question. If it was good, if you pass the first question, inshallah, everything else was a pass. First question in that judgment is not what's your name, so can match the name. It's not what's your date of birth, can you verify your social security? No, one question. You get it right, everything will be just fine. How was your salah? How was your salah? Salah, you know, I'm trying, like I'm on and off. What do you mean on and off? Well, I don't really know how to pray. I was just so shy to ask. But you don't really need salah. Do you really need me to pray to you? Like, you have all these billions. Like, you ask about me, like, does it make a difference? It's about you. It's not about me. I ask the questions. You don't ask me. لا يسأل عما يفعل هم يسأل. I ask. You're like, why? You don't pray? I don't care about anything else. I was a nice guy. Get him out of here. I was very nice to my parents. Get out of here. I was so generous. Get out of here. I helped the needy. I helped the poor. I was a social justice warrior. I changed. I lifted the oppression from the people. Get out of here. Salah? Yeah, salah. May Allah make it easy for us. How is your salah? Are you, inshallah, proud, inshallah, in front of Allah to say, well, the day you meet Him, I tried, alhamdulillah, I did my salah. I wasn't maybe khushu' so much, but I never missed one. I never missed one. Even when I missed Fajr and I slept in, I made up for it right when I woke up. Wallahi. Are you able to say that, inshallah? Khalas? Can we take this? You spent your time. Some of you are sweating just like me. All that wonderful gathering. May Allah grant you Jannah. You entrusted, yani, I will never take this for granted. You drove here from different cities, different countries. Please come back home with that one thing. Salah. With that one thing, salah. And forgive me for this simple example. But if you have a massive event where people are coming over and you're going to do everyone burgers, live the example with me. You will do burgers, inshallah. So your family tells you, go to Kroger, yalla, bismillah. Give me the buns, obviously the meat. Give me the cheese, mayo, ketchup, onions, cucumber, relish. Pass by Chick-fil-A, get Chick-fil-A sauce. All the good stuff. Give me all that stuff. So the brother, man, huh? Get me a low-fat bread because that cousin who's annoying keeps coming and says low-fat bread and he eats three burgers. But anyhow, give me that stuff too. So then the person, then you, and bismillah, you go to that store, you buy all these 15 things. But you miss one thing. So you go home and then your mom asks you, huh? You got the meat? You got the meat? Oh, the meat. What do you mean, where's the meat? Mom, I forgot the meat. At least I got the buns. How silly is that? I got the lettuce. I got you everything but the meat. Do you think she will care? What will she do? She'll call it canceled. Event is canceled. Mom, I got the buns. I got the lettuce. I got tomatoes. I got the onions. I got the mayo. I got the Chick-fil-A sauce. I got everything. You don't have the meat. You want to give... Wallahi, if he perhaps had only the meat, event proceeds. Yes or no? Kafta rolls and khalas. But there's no meat, wallah, if you bought all of Kroger, meaningless, yes or no? Allah is the best example. You don't have salah, doesn't matter how nice you are, how beautiful, generous, courageous, humble, and great, doesn't make any difference. You did not pray, out. May Allah protect us, Ya Rabbal Alameen. And if you did good, inshallah, everything will be good, bi-idhnillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. That person is devastated. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala eventually gives that person the book with his left hand. He takes it with his left hand. You have failed. People heard the sins that was committed. Shame on you. You're the one who did that. That's what you were telling us. You were studying this whole time and you were watching this. Shame on you. You lied that you took this class, but you were not going to class. Shame. We entrusted you with the car and the phone and all these things, and you're talking to your neighbors, so-and-so individual, opposite gender, haram relationship. Shame. You never prayed when I asked you, salat. You said, yeah, salat. And you never salat? You didn't have wudu when you prayed? Shame on you. And then when that person grabs the book, he says, I wish I never existed. I wish I never got the book. I wish my death was the end and there's no second phase. My money that I accumulated never helped me. My position and authority, where's my network? Where's my LinkedIn account with 500 plus members who follow me? No one is here to help me. Halaka anni sultaniya. That's it. No influence, no network. There's beautiful ayat in the Quran that Allah talks about the believers and the disbelievers and their reaction to how they get the book. So it's just a few minutes, inshallah, regarding this, bi'idhnillah. Is the video ready, bi'idhnillah? If someone can turn off the lights, can you turn off the lights? Jazakallah khair. So please, 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 avoid any side conversations. The Quran is really, really big, okay? Only 3 minutes approximately. Sounds good? So pay close attention. I will not say listen with your ears as much as saying listen with your heart. Bismillah, go ahead.
فإذا نفخ في الصور نفخة واحدة وحملت الأرض والجبال فدكتا دكة واحدة فيومئذ وقعت الواقعة وانشقت السماء فهي يومئذ واهية والملك على أرجائها ويحمل عرش ربك فوقهم يومئذ ثمانية يومئذ تعرضون يومئذ تعرضون لا تخفى منكم خافية لا تخفى منكم خافية فأما من أوتي كتابه بيمينه فيقول هاؤم اقرأوا كتابيه إني ظننت أني ملاق حسابيه فهو في عيشة راضية في جنة عالية قطوفها دانية كلوا كلوا واشربوا هنيئا بما أسلفتم في الأيام الخالية وأما من أوتي كتابه بشماله فيقول يا ليتني لم أوت كتابيه ولم أدر ما حسابيه يا ليتها كانت القاضية ما أغنى عني ماليه هلك عني سلطانيه هلك عني سلطانيه خذوه فغلوه خذوه فغلوه ثم الجحيم صلوه ثم في سلسلة ذرعها 70 ذراعا ذرعها 70 ذراعا فاسلكوه إنه كان لا يؤمن بالله العظيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين فليس له اليوم هاهنا حميم ولا طعام إلا من غسلين لا يأكل
are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from Surah Al-Haqqah. And this is just a glimpse of the many things that would happen on that day to the disbelievers. As for the believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, or the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as for the believer, Allah will bring the believer forward. But this time, Allah will put a curtain between Allah, the believer, and the rest of the creation. So no one now is hearing the discussion. So then Allah represents or presents the sins of that individual. And he asks him, أَتَعْرِفُ ذَنْبَكَ ذَا? The book that you have, you see what you're reading there? Do you recognize that sin? Do you acknowledge that you did that? The person says, نَعْمْ أَيْرَبْ, the believer. What about this one here? Yes. When the person now reading the sins and thinks that they have been destroyed, Allah says, I concealed you in this life, as in the dunya. I concealed you in dunya, no one knew about it, not even your parents. And today I forgive you for it. Take that book with your right hand. Allahu Akbar. May Allah make us of them. And may Allah make us even better than that person that was spoken about. The person whom Allah al-Afu is involved. May Allah make us of those that we cannot read any sin in the book. Not because we didn't commit it. It's because Allah erased it and made us forget about it. And that's the fruit, one of the two fruits of the dua. Allahumma innaka afu, tuhibbu al-afwa fa'afu anni. May Allah make us witness Ramadan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has other believers coming. A person comes, but not the best of Muslims. Has la ilaha illallah. So Allah brings that person forward. And that person, Allah asks him, have you ever done any good in your life? So that man, subhanallah, very sinful individual, very sinful. So he says, Ya Allah, I'm not going to lie today. I wasn't the best Muslim. I messed up so bad. But there's one thing I used to do. And I was hoping it will work. I was hoping that maybe you'll forgive me. What did you do? I used to be a man of money, of wealth. One person, two persons, three people came and asked me for money. And I gave them a loan. And I used to have a guy who collects the debt. And I used to tell the debt collector, when you go to one, two, and three, and four, all these people I give money to, whoever cannot pay and wants an extension, give them the extension. The person who cannot pay at all, overlook them. Perhaps Allah will overlook us, overlook our mistakes. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and I overlook your mistakes, go to Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Don't, subhanallah, think bad about Allah. Look how powerful it is to seek the forgiveness of Allah and how Allah is so merciful. One last believer to share with you. One last one. This man is interesting. This is the last guy that goes to Jannah. This is like the weakest Muslim that ever walked on earth. Ready? This is someone who did all major sins you can think of. Minor and major, musibah guy. Like if you see him in Jannah, like, you made it? That type of guy. So Allah tells the angels, hide from the book all the major sins. Because you know how we open the books? Don't make him see the major sins. Hide it. So then the guy comes. He's so nervous. He messed up. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him, have you done this sin? Yes. How about this one? Yes. Now the guy is nervous because Allah is asking about the minor sins. So he's worried when Allah asks me about the major sins. What about this one? Yes. Allah, I'm done. I know I'm destroyed. Well, whatever the case is. So Allah tells him, for every sin that we mentioned, every sin that you see, we will make it good deeds. What? Every sin, I will turn it into a good deed. What does the guy say? Wait, I did some really messed up stuff I can't find. Because that messed up stuff is a lot of bad deeds. So if I transfer it, there'll be a lot of good deeds. The guy's doing investment. The Prophet said this, and he was smiling. So much so that all his teeth were apparent. The power of La ilaha illallah. Allah gives them the book with the right hand. And what do they do as you read, as you saw, as you heard? When you get that book, may Allah make you get the book with your right hand. Say ameen. When you get the book, what happens? Ha-um. Come here. I want everybody to come here. Why? Come here. Look at my book. Look. bragging rights يوم القيامة, not dunya. You know how we put bumper sticker? My kid is an honor roll student. Now it's haram. Relax. Okay, but the real bumper sticker is in akhirah. Right? Read this. You remember when you called me that day, like, can you come for lunch? And I said, I'm not into it. I was actually fasting, as you can see here. Remember when you asked me, what was that big deduction on the American Express line? And I told you, yeah, this looks like it's a new Yemeni coffee shop. No, it was actually this relief organization. Right? Remember that one time? Remember the see? Okay, you can't see. Okay, I'll zoom in for you. Remember when one time you saw me and my eyes were red, and you're like, are you okay? I was crying from khushu'. Yawm al-qiyamah, you brag so much, it's almost ridiculous if it was in dunya. Iqra'u kitabiya. I knew this day was coming. All the effort, alhamdulillah, rejoiced. Brothers and sisters, when this is happening, خلاص, is it done? لا. What happens when you get a ticket? Huh? You get a ticket. You usually go to where? You go to court to pay it. To see how many points. Sometimes you can't even read the description behind the ticket, right? Like, I don't know what this means. So the judgment is when the cop pulled you over. Now you go to the police station to know the value of the deeds, the value of the sins, and the weight, and the exact, what, results. So that's where the scale comes in, al-mizan. The scale is so big, it can weigh heavens and earth. The scale is so detailed, it can weigh a hair. What's the scale? How will it look like? What will be put there? Three things. What are they? What makes something heavy and light? Who can tell us? All that. And there's one more thing. Everybody will have good deeds, and whatever is on it stays. What about the people that have a lot on the scale, but all of a sudden becomes scattered dust? All that. And much more. In the finale, in the last session, inshallah, on March 8th, scale, bridge, heaven, or hell and heaven. See you then, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.